So I was there for it, and then I heard Skeens on Zangrilli and the post-game show driving home. And I'm shocked these comments have not gotten more run. Donnie, have you heard these before? Is that the first time you heard these comments from him?
Yes.
He called out the Pirates for their offseason. Are you closer or farther away from winning? He said, we're both. We need to be more intentional and more conscientious with our moves. We were victims of that this offseason. He pretty much said that the team's goal was to get better internally. And they didn't make enough moves. And he said, at this trade deadline, we have to make it happen. Can I give him another standing ovation? He's right. And he's saying it. And he's saying it on the radio. He's saying it on the post-game show. He's saying it on our station. He's willing to speak up and speak out. That's huge. If he's willing to say it out loud to us, I can only imagine what he's willing to say behind the scenes, if he's comfortable enough to tell fans that. Because this is, I'm not saying it's going to work, but this is maybe the avenue to get there. This is one of the most important players in Pirates history. Ever. And their payroll last year went from $85 million to $88 million this year. It went up $3 million. And he's saying we pretty much rested on our laurels this past offseason. Outside of the Pirates organization, all the fans are saying, build around Skeens, do right by Skeens. And he sounds like he agrees. And so what pressure is he and what pressure are his people putting on this team to make this team better? Maybe a lot. I doubt if he's going to tell Dan Zangrilli that, he's just zipping his lips and keeping his mouth shut about what should happen at the trade deadline and how serious he is about the Pirates' need and demanding that things shape up around here. I heard this driving home. I'm like, oh my God, Paul Skeens is on our station right now. And in the most respectful, polite way possible, without trying to like call out people by name or say anything insulting or making it too personal, he is agreeing with fans. What the hell happened this offseason? And why wasn't more done to make this team better? Spencer Horwitz, Tommy Pham now has hit great for a month, but before that he went from April to June without an extra base hit before he got his eyes fixed. The Pirates are, Skeens is having one of the greatest seasons of all time. You go by ERA Plus, which is a fancy stat that compares pitchers to their peers and relative to what baseball is like this year, 2025, and he is so much better than everybody else. It's literally, I just looked this up on Baseball Reference, if he keeps this up, it's going to go down as one of the five best seasons by a pitcher in the last 50 years. And what's his record, Donnie? 6-8 now?
Yeah,
six
two wins
eight.
In a row.
Yeah, he's red hot. They got him the run support he needed yesterday. So I'm wanting to hear from you on the idea that Paul Skeens might be applying pressure on the Pirates to finally go big or go home. That might be putting it too aggressively or going too far with it, but I am very, very pleased to hear the guy who carries the most weight inside the organization saying that what they've done to this point for him or to this team is not enough. 412-928-9370. If you want to join the conversation, and the best call, we'll get these Chris DiStefano tickets. I believe I'm saying the man's name right. I'm sure he was a part of the Tom Brady roast or something like that. And that's why he's a big deal, and he's coming to town next month. Donnie, your reaction to these comments from Skeens?
He really is the main player, the main guy that could nudge them into going this direction. Because, okay, other players could say this.
Fans aren't going to shame him into it.
Yeah, I mean, and
media's not going to shame
always,
him into it.
It's not always the smartest thing for a team to listen to the fans or us, for that matter.
And it's not always the smartest thing for them to listen to their players, but this guy is an exception to every single freaking baseball rule we've ever seen.
As humble as Paul Skeens is,
he wants to effing win.
And he wants to get that done here while the opportunity presents itself, because he's certainly not dumb to the fact that in a couple of years, either a team in New York or L.A. is going to offer him a contract north of $500 million that he's not going to get here. I'm sure he's fully aware of all of that. But I do find his words genuine pretty much every time he talks about wanting to win here and wanting to raise the level of, you know, what this generation knows as quote-unquote great baseball. Like, he doesn't want the Pirates fans' lasting memory for, you know, people around my age to be a home run in a wild card game, and that's all it is.
But that seems like it doesn't seem like it's there any like that's not even fathomable right now, getting back to a wild card series. He put the ball in the GM in the owner's court. I can't stress this enough. Who knows if it's going to work? But Skeens is not aloof or not out to lunch or in La La Land or in outer space. He said in the most politically correct diplomatic way possible, you guys sucked this offseason. What the frig was that? And it took him until late July to say it. I don't know if other people tried to ask him that question and didn't get an answer. Dan didn't even really ask him about the offseason. He just said, are you close to winning or are you still far away? And he volunteered this. It's a huge comment. I'm frankly shocked that, like, all the big baseball insiders and the people who cover the sport have not picked up on these comments.